Investment advisory services offered through Quality Senior Benefits. Jay Dorso and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered an investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Quality Senior Benefits. By contacting Quality Senior Benefits, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.
Most of the financial articles you read are about the importance of saving for your retirement. Savings is definitely important, but it generally isn't enough to help you retire successfully. Retirement has a lot of moving parts. We're going to break down a lot of them on today's show. Please stay tuned.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
If anyone pays attention to just what's going on in the world and the market in general, it looks like taxes are probably going to be coming higher for all of us in the future.
Understand the process and challenges of retirement planning.
Things really need to be a lot different than they've been the last 30 to 40 years of how you've had it set up.
A successful retirement doesn't happen by accident or luck.
Their income is already all set. Their expenses are already all set. But why not have even more of a cushion just in case life changes?
Welcome in to On the Money with Jay Dorso.
On the Money tips from Jay Dorso. Opening up On the Money with Jay Dorso. Jay is president of Quality Senior Benefits. Welcome in. It's great to have you along. Every week we get together and Jay gives us what we need to consider in that journey to retirement. So we're going to get to some really good, step-by-step strategies from Jay. But before we get into that, everybody's trying, thinking about if you're close to retirement, getting it done right. One way people are trying to get a leg up, some people, on retirement planning, is turning to AI, artificial intelligence. Carrie Hannon, senior advisor for finance at Yahoo, spent time with AI and found some pretty good information, but
it's not specific recommendations. You can ask dumb questions. It's a good starting point for financial education. I love AI as really a place to get started, but I still say get that advisor to hold your hand, talk about your dreams, bring that emotion into it. That's what it's all about.
There we go. It can be a tool, but she said ask, and a lot of people do ask AI questions. But the thing is, you ask people questions because you have to learn them, Jay.
You do, Dave. It's not, I don't think retirement planning will ever be as simple as an AI is going to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I think it's a great starting point, as Carrie referenced on that clip, but that's all it is. And I think in the financial industry, they've had this already kind of in motion for the last probably, I would say, 5 to 10 years. They came out with robotic investments called target-based accounts. You basically pick the year you want to retire. An algorithm, which is an AI, looks in the rearview mirror and says, okay, if you want to retire 10 years from now, and we go back 20 years, this should be the blend of the investments you have. Now, in theory, it sounds like it's great. Reality, it's not great because it only looks in the rearview mirror only. It doesn't look as things are happening right now, day to day. It doesn't reallocate. It doesn't protect. It doesn't change. It only looks in the rearview mirror. So AI is nothing new in the world of financial planning. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be this buzzword out there that people are attracted to. But I do feel it's never going to replace that personal relationship with a retirement advisor that understands all the moving parts of retirement planning.
You're so right. It's that buzz term or word that people have just grabbed onto now for something that's really been there all along, but yet growing exponentially. So let's look at that human touch with Jay. And for each person building a customized financial game plan, what is that process like, Jay?
You got to start somewhere, Dave. And I think the most basic start is really creating a game plan. a lot of people have not just created the plan. I feel people know they, you know, would like to accomplish certain things or know what they'd like it to look like, but without a written plan, I think it's really hard to, you know, have it come to fruition and follow it. So when you do a basic game plan, you got to really just start off by evaluating your assets, looking at your liabilities. You know, what is your debt? What's your expenses? What is your income going to be and where's it going to be coming from? Then now once you have that basic information, you've got to set very realistic goals based on your lifestyle, based on the cost you feel it'll, you know, you'll have to spend to keep that lifestyle. And Dave, we mention a lot of times on this show that usually the first 3 to 5 years of someone's retirement, they're going to spend more than probably they ever will in the course of retirement because they're hopefully have better health. They have assets. They have time. So you've got to just put this game plan in place, but it's going to be altered and changed along the way. But at least you have something in writing to follow.
You know, retirement is a big part of it is financial, but it's not all financial, although you can tie finances into this. Healthcare, it doesn't come free. What's the process like building an overall healthcare plan for people?
I think, Dave, you've just have to, I think, keep it simple as best as you possibly can, but it's going to be costly, and I think it's costly for almost everybody. Some it'll be more costly than others, depending on your health, but just to give you some stats, you know, there's a lot of companies that release statistics, and it's usually about $300,000 for a couple over the course of an average retirement will be spent on healthcare. So figure it's about $150,000 per person. It could be a lot more than that. It all depends on where your health falls or the policies that you have. And then when you think about Medicare, the most important thing is remembering they are yearly policies. You don't keep a Medicare plan for more than the calendar year that you're in. The next year coming up is a completely different summary of benefits, different pricing, different directories, different, you know, prescription tiers. So it is definitely some management that goes on, but you have to keep on track of this because we've seen over the years people not keep on track of this. Before they had me as their advisor, they would spend thousands and thousands of dollars they didn't have to spend because they weren't up to date on what's the best plan for their needs. And this is a big part of our retirement planning business every year. And Dave, it's actually coming up in the near future. It's the annual enrollment period. It's October 15th to December 7th is the time of the year that people that are on supplemental Medicare do need to reevaluate the plan they have, the changes to it for next year, and make all the comparisons as well.
The plan that fits your needs, that's what Jay is all about. And you actually can come in two ways and see what your retirement could be. First, meeting with Jay, but then with that on-the-money retirement report Jay will produce for you after meeting with him. 800-351-8836 to claim yours. Call or text, if you text, it's the word quality to 800-351-8836. A lot to retirement planning, including making sure you've got your income streams right, like Social Security. A lot of decisions there, Jay, in claiming.
There's a lot, Dave. You know, I think the average person realizes there's just too many of them, but specifically there's over 500. Once anybody hears that, it's just overwhelming because they have different strategies, different times, different thoughts. And I think it's so hard, Dave, to make the perfect decision because it's based on your life expectancy. No one knows life expectancy. So that would really, I feel, makes it such a hard decision. But I think what you've got to, I guess, evaluate the best is not to put yourself in a bad position when claiming Social Security. If we all live very long lives, I don't think you're ever going to make a bad filing choice, or sadly even a shorter life as well. But don't put yourself where they're going to reduce your benefits. Don't put yourself where you've missed out on benefits that you've paid into but you didn't receive because you didn't really understand how the proper filing is. So this is something that you really do have to try to understand the best you can, but it's a moving target. There's a lot of changes to the Social Security filing strategies, and it seems to be on a regular basis.
Then also, too, taxes and even Social Security is subject to taxation. What's a good tax-efficient income strategy? Obviously, it looks different for everyone.
It does, Dave, but there's a lot of tax implications that go along with, you know, the whole part of retirement planning. When you're taking withdrawals, what are the tax brackets you're currently in? What happens when you have to do required minimum distribution starting at age 73 right now? There's a lot of things. Or Dave, what if you have money in a Roth IRA? Most people don't really understand the pros and cons of that. There's a lot of optimizing and tax strategy, and you do really need to make sure you're staying on top of this the best you can with a tax professional.
Absolutely. And a tax professional, an overall, and of course, Jay, you're like a quarterback, aren't you? Like, if with tax strategies, some things that you can recommend people who can help them.
I do, Dave. We do a lot of tax strategy. We're not accountants or CPAs to tell you the laws, but I know how they operate in terms of retirement planning, and we're always strategizing with clients about the most tax efficient or the best way to maximize your taxes in retirement. This is a huge part of all, I think, everyone's retirement plan.
Yeah, definitely is. And there's so much to retirement. And Jay will talk to you about building in diversified income streams. He talked about Social Security, but also that one that you can count on, kind of a personal pension if you don't have one. And maybe if you do have one, if you have the option of the lump sum. I mean, all of these questions can come up in a comprehensive review. The great thing is after that, Jay will produce for you a customized report. He calls the On the Money Retirement Report. There is a limitation each week because of the time Jay knows that everyone deserves. So Jay will open the phones and make it available, though. Comprehensive review, On the Money Retirement Report, no cost, no obligation.
Dave, the way I feel about the next step for people that are listening to the show is all I want to do is get to know you in more detail. You know, what are you trying to understand better? What are you trying to envision your retirement to look like? You know, give me a visual here and I want to get to know you in a lot more on the personal level, because the best planning is the more you get to know people on a personal level. There's financial products and services for everything someone wants to do. And as an independent financial advisor, I know every portfolio, every product, every strategy, but I don't know how they pertain to what your goals are. This is why you have to have a customized approach to your own retirement. And this is what I'm trying to do, is give you something that I think is a kickstart, some kind of educational report that I feel will help you wherever you are in your plan of retirement. I want to help you get to that next point. And I think it should start from something that will just give you the proper information you're looking for. No sales pitches, no steering of anything in a direction. It's just me getting to know you getting to know me. And if there's a mutual interest, I want to create a report for you that I feel will be very, very helpful to you. I'm not going to charge you anything for the report, nor for my time to put it together. I'm doing it, Dave, because I'm confident that if someone reads my report, they're going to learn something. And once they learn something, they're going to feel comfortable with me to probably want to get to maybe the next level at some point. I don't know when the next level is for somebody, but I want them to know I'm a resource and I would like you to consider me. If you would like a report, all you have to do is call our toll-free number we mentioned throughout the show. If you call now, a live person will pick up and schedule a time for us to do the next step, which is get to know each other. If you can't call now, unfortunately, there is a limitation. There's only 5 spots, so you may not be able to qualify, but leave your voicemail. We will return your phone call either way. And Dave, a lot of times I like returning the phone calls just to say hi to people. So however it is, make the next step. Call our toll-free number as soon as you can.
And that number is 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can text as well the word quality to 800-351-8836 and then learn how Jay can, if you go forward with Jay, end up working with you to craft your very own retirement plan. It's like it's like drawing the retirement roadmap, starting where you are now and showing how it gets you where you need to be, where you want to be in retirement. It's a personalized plan, creating that lifetime income in retirement the protection from potential pitfalls, and even proactive strategies in your retirement. 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. Call or text Quality, 800-351-8836. Jay was speaking to the decisions to be made on Social Security. What about decisions to be made on Medicare? You want to make sure you get that right, too. Jay does it all the time, and he's going to talk about that straight ahead. Jay Dorso is on the money.
This is such a blow to investors.
You know what, right now, breaking news in the stock all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Jay Dorso, host of Financial Safari, 800-351-8836, or text Quality to 800-351-8836. We've made it easy for you to take advantage of this fantastic offer. All you have to do is call or text Quality to 800-351-8836.
We're back, and Jay Dorso is on the money. We're going to talk about something Jay does a lot, and he's actually getting ready to get really busy in this area of his holistic retirement services he offers from Quality Senior Benefits, his firm, and that is Medicare. We're back on the money with Jay Dorso. Jay has helped many in Connecticut in his area of focus, and that is retirement planning. We talk about everything that comes with retirement planning. Certainly, that is Medicare. For those approaching 65, we've got the annual enrollment period that's coming very soon. It's October 15th through December 7th. We're going to break down Medicare, all the different parts and kinds and letters of the alphabet, Jay. But look, before we do that, so there are two periods, right? Annual enrollment being one of those that's coming up. What happens then?
That's correct. And what it means, Dave, is for anybody that's on supplemental Medicare right now, it doesn't pertain to everybody on Medicare. You have to be on some form of a supplemental right now. And I know, we're going to break down what the different ones are. But when people see these commercials that start airing nonstop, you know, and actually, I think I've already seen a few here in our area. Number one point to remember, never, ever call these commercials. They're done by call centers. Your name is resold between 40, I think, to 60 times to brand new agents that don't care about you, don't know the business well, and are going to try to sell you. You don't want to get sold anything in Medicare. You want to get educated. So that's why I educate people constantly on Medicare, because it's confusing. And Dave, as you mentioned, there's so many letters. It seems like, why would the government provide so many letters that you have to try to get to know? Because it just makes it overwhelming. But we're going to try to break down some of that in this segment as well.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking forward to it because I, you know, am still trying to grasp it, and I'm not there yet. I do look forward to getting to Medicare eligibility age. But so I hear, we hear these terms like supplemental, advantage, and of course, all the letters of the alphabet. Supplemental and advantage, are they two different things?
They, well, what makes it confusing is there's basically two forms of supplement plans, and they're both supplements. One is called an Advantage plan. The other one is called a Medigap. But a lot of times people will refer to one of them as a supplemental, but in essence, they're both supplemental because
they are.
When you have either one of them, they pay the 20% that Medicare does not pay. So it supplements Medicare. But the way the government has established this years ago with the letters and this terminology, it doesn't make it simple for the average person to really understand it unless they have someone like me who knows it extremely well and can put it in a way to make them feel comfortable.
How do you, let's stay with, okay, that you just cleared something up for me. Obviously, they're both supplemental. So you've got Medicare Advantage and then the Medigap. How do you match what's right for an individual?
I think the best way to match it is you have to try to estimate how much going forward do you expect to use your healthcare plan. And it, again, it's hard, I think, to make the perfect choice. Almost like we talked about before with Social Security, it's hard to make the perfect choice, but you've got to try to look at your current health. your pre-existing conditions, if you have any, the projection of your health over the calendar year that you're in. It can change. And I love to look at the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, which is really good for residents of Connecticut, you can move from one plan to another back and forth at any time during the annual enrollment period, which comes up on October 15th to December 7th, as you mentioned. But Dave, what's really unique about our state, we do not have medical questions during the annual enrollment period. That is why people can start off on one plan. If it's not really working, move to another plan or vice versa. When you're residents of many other states, those are medically underwritten questions during the annual enrollment period. You may not be eligible to move your plan if your health has declined.
Really? Okay. So, but in Connecticut, no questions.
Correct. We're one of a handful of states. And Medicare in certain states, every county has completely different plans from the other counties. So you've got to, number one, know what is the underwriting requirements for the state that you reside in. And number two, are your plans specific to the counties or do they cover the entire state?
Wow. So, I mean, and you do this so much, you know, when you meet with someone, what you would suggest would be in their best interest. But as you said, you can change that.
You can. And I think the key to Medicare planning is education, helping people understand the options, maybe the reasons why. But really, Dave, at the end of the day, people trust what I decide that, you know, I feel is best for them because they know I'm already going to make the best interest in their decision in my mind. But I like to educate, though. I always tell people, don't go somewhere that someone just tells you this is why this is the best thing for you. I don't feel that's right for you. Let someone educate you why. Understand why. There's going to be a pro and con of everything, but I think you need to understand it a little bit and then trust that relationship with the person you're working with. But Dave, the key to, I think, the proper Medicare advice, you have to work with someone who's 100% independent with every company, licensed and certified, that doesn't push one company more than another. And there's very few people out there, Dave, in my industry that can say they do that. But sadly, they all like to say they do it. But in reality, if you were to look up their state licenses, you would see 99.9% of them are contracted with one or two, not 10 or 11 or however many are in that area. But okay, most people aren't going to take the time to do that.
And you have that independence. This is good, Jay, and everybody can benefit from this conversation because we're either on Medicare or approaching or will be on Medicare one day. It's just one part, but a big part of what Jay does, 800-351-8836 to see what your retirement can look like and, yeah, what would be good Medicare choices for you or if you want to change any changes, 800-351-8836 for Jay Dorso. Looking at Part D, prescriptions. How does that work as far as what you pay? And I know when it first came out, there was the donut hole. Is that still in place? How does D work?
It is. So think of D as an abbreviation for drugs, just to keep it simple. When you go on Medicare, you have to have a drug plan. And Medicare doesn't care if you have meds you need to purchase or not. It's a mandated purchase. So let's say someone, Dave, goes into Medicare and sadly gets an advice from someone they shouldn't listen to that says, oh, you don't need to get a drug plan if you don't have any medicine. You know, you're investing money that you don't will never get back. Very bad advice. Every month you do not carry a certified, you know, like a, it's called a credible drug plan. You now get penalized by Medicare every month for the rest of your life. So just remember, you have to get a drug plan. Some of the plans have it already built into it. Some of them you have to purchase standalone, you know, a separate policy. But either way, whether you have zero meds, one med, or 20 meds, make sure you have a Part D plan when you become eligible to go on to Medicare.
Now, okay, is D, if you get Medicare Advantage, does that include D?
Not all of them. So you have to make sure it comes with the prescription coverage. There are Medicare Advantage plans. They're really called Patriot plans. They're designed for someone that gets their meds out of the VA. And we have a lot of clients that do that. There are specific Medicare Advantage plans that allow someone to just keep getting their meds out of the VA. It will not come on your Medicare Advantage, but those clients are not in a penalty because the VA is considered credible prescription drug coverage.
What about dental and eye? with Medicare?
It depends on the plan. So these Medicare advantages, and just to give people a concept of what they mean, like simple concept, you don't have a premium on almost every company that represents one. You pay as you go, and think of it as that type of a structure. If you go to the doctor more than you would like to go to, Medicare advantages are probably not your best supplemental. It's the other supplemental which would be better suited, which is called Medigap. The concept of that plan is you're going to pretty much pay one monthly premium and you have unlimited use, no bills, go anywhere you want, you know, nationwide. It's right. Really structurally a great plan. But the trade-off is they do not come with dental. They do not come with extra money for glasses. They do not come with over-the-counter health items. The Medicare advantages, though, they do come with all of that. So that's why it really depends on what supplemental you're most comfortable with will determine if you get what you know, considered extra benefits, dental, vision, and over the counter.
If you are with a plan that comes with dental, is it comparable to dental we got out there, the private dental that we can get?
Some are very comparable. Some are better.
I was hoping you would say better.
Okay. Yeah, and some are not. There's companies now for 2025 have actually eliminated dental benefits.
Yeah.
Some companies have kept the same. Some have enhanced. But this is why you need someone that can understand how to read this. Because, Dave, what if you came in the office and maybe you have dentures and dental isn't that important to you? Well, that's not going to be the focal point on choosing that plan for you. Right. For the upcoming 12 months. It just depends.
Medicare questions you can bring to Jay. I wish we had more time here because I obviously have a lot. I'm not there yet, but getting closer to it. So, and I'm sure that you have questions too listening. Bring them to Jay. An annual enrollment period starts October 15th. Here's the opportunity to come in with Jay for a no cost, no obligation comprehensive review.
Dave, and I want people to feel very comfortable about making this next step, which is a simple phone call. When we do get together, the perfect scenario is going to be, I'd love to sit down with you in my office and talk to you, have a conversation for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. If for some reason we can't do that, I don't mind doing a phone call or a Zoom, but I just want to get to know you, and I want you to feel comfortable that whatever step you feel is best for us next, I'm just going to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to educate you and help you to make the proper retirement planning decisions. And I know there's a lot of options out there. There's probably too many options that people would love to tell you they're the best fit. I think you need to let your gut decide who is really there to help you. If you get a feeling that someone's trying to sell you something, I don't think they're the right fit. I am a very down-to-earth, easygoing, knowledgeable guy about retirement planning. Give me a chance to get to know you, and I'm sure you'll feel comfortable and confident in how I will advise you. All you have to do for the next step, call our toll-free number, and I will help get you some information, which is called the On the Money Retirement Report, at no cost or no obligation.
And a great opportunity it is to come in. And that report is comprehensive in and of itself and customized. 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. You can call or you can text Quality, 800-351-8836. Again, 800-351-8836. If you call in during the show, you'll reach someone who can get you on Jay's calendar right there, someone live. If you text, they'll call you back. And as Jay said, sometimes it's him calling you back. 800-351-8836. Always good to expect the unexpected in retirement. We'll look at some things that we should factor into our retirement plan straight ahead. Jay Dorso is On the Money.
Many of us look forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let the fear of uncertainty turn your retirement dream into a retirement nightmare. We can help you see how much risk you are taking, potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road, such as tax liability, as well as the big one. How much are you paying in fees or commissions with your current plan or advisor? Call Jay Dorso, host of Financial Safari, 800-351-8836, or text Quality to 800-351-8836. We've made it easy for you to take advantage of this fantastic offer. All you have to do is call or text Quality to 800-351-8836.
On the Money with Jay Dorso. And Jay is all about preparing and planning for those in Connecticut, as he has for years from his firm, Quality Senior Benefits, and also anticipating even the worst case scenario in many ways. That's a good way to plan. If you're okay in the worst case scenario, then you know you're going to be okay in the good times. But also, too, expecting the unexpected. That's what we're covering in this segment of On the Money with Jay Dorso. Now, Jay, just that was a great segment, by the way. Good information from you on Medicare. You know your stuff with Medicare. So we're really not going to touch on Medicare here, but overall health care. Because even with Medicare, you're facing out-of-pocket. Those out-of-pockets can add up.
They could, Dave. Most plans have what's called an out-of-pocket limit, which means if things go really bad and you're going to the doctor more than you want to, you're spending copays every time you go, every plan has a limit, and some are higher than others, but it's a worst-case scenario, or think of it as financial protection. But you have to realize that if that were to happen and you have a certain plan that has a $5,000 ceiling or an $8,000, whatever the number is, we need to make sure we have that money available in our retirement plan so that we're not financing it and paying 20 or 25% interest to do that. Because yeah. Medicare is going to cost you money. Most people are going to have to go to the doctor. Things are going to unexpectedly happen. Sadly, there may be larger health issues you have to deal with constantly, but just realize Medicare is going to help you, but it's not free. You do have cost exposure, and this is why each and every year you need to make sure you're in the right plan based on what your needs are.
What can we do to prepare proactively for those out-of-pocket costs? I mean, I know HSA, if you're eligible, is one thing.
It's an option, Dave, but there's also a drawback too, which I don't think a lot of people know this one. Let's say you're turning 65 and you're working at an employer and you would like to go on to Medicare, but you have an HSA, a healthcare savings account that you're contributing X amount of money to every year. Well, Medicare has created probably the strangest rule you can ever learn about, which is called the cooling off period. It means you cannot go from paying into an HSA directly into Medicare until you've stopped contributing to your HSA for 6 months. It's really? Called the cooling off period. So everyone that gets closer to going on to Medicare, you have to try to remember, if you have an HSA, you want to stop your contribution 6 months before you would like to transition onto Medicare. Because if you don't do that, first of all, there's a tax penalty that you will have to pay if you don't know what those rules are.
Could you still go ahead and sign up for Medicare and not have to wait the 6 months if you paid the tax penalty? I don't even understand what the reason for that would be.
You know, I don't know either, Dave, other than it's such a frustrating rule that people have to understand and remember. I always suggest to people, if we're in a position where we're really trying to get on it before the 6 months, you do have to call your accountant and ask, what would the tax penalty be if I decide to just go on to this within the 6 months? Man. Most people seem to wait the 6 months to avoid it, but I can't tell you what the penalty is, but your tax professional could.
Well, that's something to be aware of, most definitely. Because, I mean, okay, I always knew there had to be a drawback somewhere to an HSA. So that could be a slight one then.
That is probably the only one, because beneficially, HSAs have so many great reasons why you would like to have one, because you can put a certain amount of money every year in the account, whether you're single or a family. And then as you use the money from that account, you have to make sure they're on the approved list of, you know, being eligible to use it for. But if you get in a list which is available probably on Google, which is the easiest, anything through that list you use your money for, it's completely tax-free. It's a tax-free shelter of funds to use. And Dave, when people go into Medicare, that HSA value never goes away. You can always use it throughout the course of your Medicare life to help pay copays, help pay costs, help pay prescriptions. You're never going to lose that money.
It is that triple tax benefit, definitely, with that. But that's good information, though, Jay. And looking at the unexpected, just owning a home. I mean, so that under that umbrella would be life happens, things happening to your house. Of course, enter the emergency fund, the need for that.
That's right, Dave. That's why when you have a properly structured retirement plan, we refer to it as buckets a lot, which just gives people a visual of you need multiple buckets when you plan for a retirement. One of the buckets is going to be cash. Because what if being a homeowner, you come home and your water heater's blown? Or you need to, you know, upgrade your furnace, or, you know, there's a hole in your roof due to a recent storm. Well, we need to make sure we have liquid money available for emergencies, things that are completely unexpected. And unfortunately, being a homeowner, you know, as we all know, being a homeowner, things can happen that you don't expect, but you need to have the proper structure so that if it does, we know where we're taking the money and I can guide in, you know, in the direction of what's best if you don't know where that is at the moment.
Love the planning process. Well, you have to factor in the unexpected in your retirement planning process. That's what Jay does. His area of focus is retirement. If you want to see what your retirement could be and look like, and all some things that you could start now, even if you're not yet retired, to enter retirement in even a stronger position, talk to Jay, 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. That's a call or a text, the word quality, if you text to that number. Inflation should come as no surprise, really. We should expect higher inflation, as we just experienced. Better to be planned for that. How do you plan for that and factor inflation?
You do the best you can, Dave. I think the last couple of years, everyone, whether you follow financial planning or not, you realize things cost more than they did before. That's inflation. Well, when you get to retirement planning, inflation doesn't go away. It may be higher one year. It may be lower. I think you've got at least part of your retirement plan is factor in the historical long, you know, the average over a long period of time, which is usually 2-3%. You have to factor this into your plan because, Dave, if you don't and you're all of a sudden now it goes really high as it has the last few years, your whole plan can be derailed because you don't have the proper structure to absorb the differences of sometimes it goes high, sometimes it goes low. You need a plan that in factors in inflation over the course of retirement. And I think a lot of people don't understand it until I point it out to them. And then it clicks and they're like, yeah, you know, everything's so much more expensive right now. But 5 years ago, it wasn't that way. So we're in this area of life that I hope is something we don't ever revisit again. But if we do, you need to make sure your plan is adjusted now for that future.
Taxes. We love that word, don't we? No, not really. But they're there. So how do we prepare for that? What are things we can do proactively tax-wise?
I think, Dave, you have to try to prepare the best you can because taxes are complicated, no doubt. But I think it's understanding where your money is that gives you probably a better feeling of taxability, meaning, you know, how much of your, all the money you have, how much of it is in a deferred account like a 401k, you know, 457 or 403b. And all that means in taxes is that you're not taxed on it until you start taking money out of it. Whether you take it out or you're mandated, that creates a taxable event. So know how much of a percentage of your total net worth is in those accounts. Then look at, do you have any Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks? That's a percentage that as you start taking it out is completely tax-free. Hopefully you've got a little combination of both. And then the third option is going to be cash. Hopefully you have enough liquid cash for emergencies and life unexpected events that you can just use that cash at any time because cash is a completely different taxable event than what's called a Roth or than what's called a qualified account as a 401k would be. But this is my job to take all those confusing things I just said and put it in a simplistic format that you feel comfortable with in your plan for retirement.
We've only got a minute here, so we're short on time, but you are probably not short on time. Longevity is the final unexpected. You could live to be 100 or more. You never know. You don't know. It's certainly into your 90s. How do you plan for longevity?
I feel, Dave, the best way to plan for it is assume you may be one of them, only because I've been doing this business a long time and I see people's life expectancy has gone up quite a bit just from being in the business my entire life. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand other than I have clients that are much older today than they were years ago when I started. Longevity is there. Everyone knows someone who's probably 100 years old or has hit that mark. Well, if someone else can do it, so could you. You have to plan that what if that is you. And Dave, you mentioned earlier, it's almost planning the worst case scenario. If you're comfortable with the worst case scenario, and it's usually not passing away, it's actually living too long in a strange way, you have to plan for that in advance because you may be one of them.
Well, Jay does, and he'll show you how it works for you in a comprehensive review right now. You can claim it, no cost, no obligation.
Dave, one thing I want to point out to people that are just kind of maybe thinking about doing the next step, which is calling our toll-free number, I really encourage you to do it just because I'm very confident in how I help people plan for retirement because I've been through thousands of different scenarios and cases, and some of them very complicated, so some easy. It's a combination of all, but my experiences kind of sets me aside from any other show or person you'll ever meet because I've been doing this for a very long time successfully and help people in all different areas of life, different financial statuses. It really doesn't matter to me where you are other than what can I do to help you go forward? And it could be something as you're more concerned about taxes. Maybe you're more concerned about estate planning. You know, what's the difference between a will and a trust fund? Or maybe you're more medical, you know, trying to understand medical and Medicare or whatever it is. Give me a chance to help you and educate you on it. And I want to start off this by giving you something I think can really just, I think, help you feel more confident about your own plan, more confident about your own knowledge of retirement planning. And I call it the On the Money Retirement Report. When you get it through my show, you cannot get this through any other show on TV or radio or anywhere else because I'm the one that personally does it for each caller. I love doing it. I feel connected to these reports in almost like an emotional way that I feel so good about doing a report for people because I know from feedback you seem to appreciate it and it's been helpful to you. So give me a chance to give you this report. There's no cost. I'm not charging you anything to do it. I'm trying to get to know you better and I want you to get to know me better because maybe when the time is right, you'll consider me for even more information and more knowledge that I've already provided. Call our toll-free number. You have to be within the next five callers because of the limitation of time it takes me. But I love doing this for you. Let me show you how I can help you by just calling our toll-free number and requesting the On the Money Retirement Report.
800-351-8836. 800-351-8836. Text, if you do, it's quality to 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. Always love the questions, and Jay will answer those and address those concerns coming up. Jay Dorso is on the money. Stay with us for great questions and better answers from Jay Dorso.
Getting the right retirement strategy suited to your unique needs and desires is called hitting the bullseye. You can say, I nailed it. You actually should say, we nailed it, because there's a firm right there with you putting together the pieces of your own retirement puzzle. It's a bullseye plan for you. Call Jay Dorso, host of Financial Safari, 800-351-8836, or text QUALITY to 800-351-8836. We've made it easy for you to take advantage of this fantastic offer. All you have to do is call or text QUALITY to 800-351-8836.
We do have some questions that for Jay to answer in this segment of On the Money with Jay Dorso, but I have one for him before we get into that. Jay is president of Quality Senior Benefits in the financial industry, over 28 years, so much experience, so much passion about what Jay does and has for many in Connecticut already, and that is retirement planning. Not only building the plan, but being there for them, with them, throughout, because reviews are certainly necessary. Jay, we mentioned your website, which is your name, Jay Dorso, J-A-Y Dorso, D-O-R-S-O.com. And I'll mention sometimes your book, The Common Sense Retirement Guide, you have samples there. Can we talk a little bit, can you tell us about your book? We haven't really talked about it a lot. And where is it available?
Sure. The reason, Dave, I wrote a book was that I'm just trying to put together as much helpful educational information as I can, and in a way that I can give it out to people, because other advisors I know that have written books, they've actually liked to charge money for them because they're trying to make additional income sources. I did not write a book to get, I do not charge anything for a book. You can download a sample copy of my book directly on my website, www.jdorso.com. And I have sample copies on there just to make sure you enjoy the read of it. If you do, all you have to do is reach out to my office, whether you call or email us or directly on the website. I'll send you a book at no charge. I even pay the shipping, Dave, to send it out to people.
Right. Wow.
I just feel like it's a great thing to get to, to get comfortable with, because there's a lot of different chapters I put in there. They're all specific at like certain times of someone's retirement. And I think it's a great book that will help you understand a lot more about whatever you're trying to learn about.
I like the name of it, because it's so Jay Dorso, the Common Sense Retirement Guide, because that's what you talk about on this show. So much of it is common sense, but from someone with experience like
right,
you.
And keep it simple, because my job is complicated, but if I keep it complicated, no one's going to feel comfortable. My job is to take a complicated subject and make it easy for the average person to understand. That's why I do feel like I use a lot of common sense in my healthcare planning, financial planning, estate planning, and all of that is in my book that you can get onto the website, jdorso.com.
Excellent. Very good. And just ask for your copy. I would imagine you could also do that when someone meets with you. They could say, hey, can I get that book?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have them in my office, and I love to hand them out to people.
Yeah, okay, good. And actually, to set that meeting up with Jay, 800-351-8836, 800-351-8836. The opening question here from Northfield is something you halfway touched on earlier in the Medicare segment, because we're approaching the annual enrollment period. But this Northfield person wants to know, what is the difference between annual enrollment and open enrollment?
There's big differences, Dave, on that. Annual enrollment is coming up October 15th to December 7th. That is for people that are in any form of a supplemental plan, have that 7-week period to look, make changes, and make the right decision for 2025. Whatever those decisions are made between that time frame goes into effect on January 1. Well, now January 1 comes, there's another enrollment period called open enrollment. That's a 3-month period, January 1 to March 31st. Well, this one's very specific. This is only for people that have gone into the start of the year with what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. Anyone that's in a Medicare Advantage plan, you have a one-time opportunity in the first 3 months to change your decision and to go to any other form of supplemental Medicare. But the caveat is it's only for people that have Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay. Wow. Another time of the year you get busy, isn't it?
it is definitely a very, wow. But I love it because I reconnect with all my clients that are on Medicare, that I help. And I just enjoy educating people, reconnecting, and it's just a great time of the year.
Well, you also probably obviously have people you work with. Maybe they're not even retired, but they realize they needed to start that transition. They're not even on Medicare yet. So you can help them with that.
That's right. Yeah. And it's all about helping them understand, because you mentioned earlier, there's an alphabet of letters that you're trying to figure out and understand. And I just think it's really hard for the average person to understand it unless you find someone like me that is engaged and passionate and loves the industry of it.
Mm-hmm. And you do. Definitely. It shows on this show.
No, thank you.
No doubt about it. You're just a good, genuine person who really does care about making sure that who you work with, you're fitting them with the right strategies for them. Here's one from Southbury. My husband has retired, is receiving benefits from a union pension. He turned 70 and will be drawing Social Security benefits also. I will be 70 next year and will continue to work as a professional health care person. Will Social Security limit our benefits if I continue working? Do I need to get spousal benefits? And should my husband draw from my Social Security?
quite a few questions lumped into one there, Dave.
But to
break it down is, I think what they're trying to understand is what's called an earnings test or an earnings restriction. When someone has gone beyond their full retirement age, which that is the birth year for each person, so it's not all the same for everybody. But if you have not claimed until your full retirement age, there is no restriction of earnings. You know, it's for people that are before that, where there is an annual restriction of earnings, that if you earn more than what the restriction is, there's a 50% reduction in payments. Well, once you get to your full retirement, there is no more reduction. So they're not going to limit your benefits. And when it comes to spousal benefits, yes, you do want to look into spousal benefits, because just because you have an option for it does not mean you may get it, because there is a formula they go off of. And when the time comes to file for Social Security, you do want to reach out to the local office and actually have them give you the advice. Do you qualify for spousal benefits? Because it is based on a formula of earnings and percentage of earnings from one person to another. But I think it is something that you want to look into, because if you can draw a spousal payment off of a spouse, that allows your payment to get bigger over the years. It's called a restricted application. It is one of the 500 plus filing strategies that are hard to try to understand, but I always advise people on what they need to do or how they need to do it, you know, by reaching out to Social Security. And then once we get all the direct numbers from Social Security, that's when I sit down with people and help them make the right decisions.
Jay Dorso is available at 800-351-8836. You could call, you can text Quality, 800-351-8836. From Westbrook, I recently retired at the age of 77. Is there a time limit on rolling over my 401k from my former employer?
Good for that caller. So, you know, 77 and they're still actively employed, it sounds
That's great.
That's great. And to help them feel more comfortable, you do not have, so when you're working actively and you have active employment, you don't have, and you can anytime actually beyond age 59 and a half now, due to some recent financial changes, you can move money out of a 401k without any penalties or fees. So this caller being 77, they've got the luxury of deciding when and if they should move money out of a 401k. But just to give the caller a quick education, if it says 401k on a statement, there's usually an inundation of what's called hidden fees, which are not have to be legally displayed to you, the internal cost. So a lot of 401ks, whether they're older or newer or most active, there's a fee in the inundation that I think you want to better understand. And I will educate you on what's the best options to either leave it in a 401k or move it externally to something that provides either maybe more structure, maybe less fees, maybe guaranteed returns or whatever the, you know, whatever the goal is you're trying to achieve. But this caller has the option and luxury of doing it when they'd like to.
Questions, bring yours to Jay Dorso, and he loves the questions because it's learning for both of you. I mean, you learning, but also Jay learning about you. The more he knows about you, and not only just what you're bringing to the table asset-wise and all of your savings and all, not to diminish that because that's your life's work and sacrifice, but also your dreams of your retirement. How do you want to live in your retirement? All of that helps him better customize the report that he does and offers on this show, and it's at no cost, no obligation. You can call in and or text and claim yours now.
Dave, I just hope people that are, you know, evaluating, you know, their life and they're trying to figure out retirement planning, I just really want to encourage you, it's okay to take the next step, especially on my show, because I know that next step is only going to help you. It's only going to provide you further clarity or more information about what you're trying to understand. I just assume when someone listens to a show about retirement planning, this subject is obviously pretty important to you, or you'd be listening to music on the radio right now. You're here for a reason. I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason. And I hopefully you've been led and drawn to my show for whatever the reason is. And now we have an opportunity to get to know each other. And I know there's a lot of shows out there. And I'm so thankful you chose the time to listen to my show. And I hope I maybe made you feel comfortable about what we've been talking about. And I want to help you feel even more comfortable about going forward in your own retirement. All I'd like to do is give you something of value, something of true information and education that will help you in your own retirement planning. I don't claim to know where you are or understand what you're trying to do because I don't know you yet. But my goal is to get to know you on a personal level, get to know you on a planning level, put it all together in a customized plan that will help you go to the next step, whether it's near future, whether it's 2 years, 3 years out, whatever is best for you. I just want to try to guide you with the best I can in wherever that direction is you're looking to go. All you have to do to get a report from me is call our toll-free number. We mention it a lot throughout the show. It's 1-800-351-8836. Call when you can or soon as you can, really, because there are limited spots to get the on-the-money retirement report. I personally customize a report for each and every caller that qualifies. I enjoy doing it, and I want to give you one as well. All you have to do is take the next step. Call our toll-free number as soon as you can.
And the great thing is it can lead to building the retirement and creating that plan for you. It doesn't have to. And what I mean is it's no obligation here. But it's a lot of information you get at no cost and no obligation. 800-351-8836. 800-351-8836. Five of them available. That's because Jay puts a lot of time into these, and he knows that everybody deserves that same amount of time that he puts into the On the Money Retirement Report. 800-351-8836. You can text also. It's the word quality in the body of the text. That's really all you have to text, just quality to 800-351-8836. This comprehensive review and the On the Money Retirement Report, limited opportunity, is at no cost and no obligation. And just like with this show, there's a lot of great information in there. But unlike this show, in this report, it's specific to you. It's after that one-on-one meeting with Jay, 800-351-8836. Thanks so much for joining us. We're back again next week. Hope you're with us because Jay Dorso is On the Money.
Investment advisory services offered through Quality Senior Benefits. Jay Dorso and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered an investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Quality Senior Benefits. By contacting Quality Senior Benefits, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.
Coach P. Ray.